We continue with the repetition of words, phrases, and sentences. Keep your back straight and try closing your eyes as you listen. Here are the words which you will repeat once.
Comprehension. Comprehensive. Confidence. Still. Contradictions. Reconciliation. Casuality. Generalization. Possible. Possess. Possession. Best. Relations. Conclusion. Unquestionable. Themselves. Universe. Solid. Certain. Measurement. Represent. Representation. Microscope. Cause. Anxiety. Angels. Condensed. Seeds. Future. Contents. Elements. Something. Manifestation. Ascribe. Millions. Years. Inclusion. Surrounding. Pursuit. Composition. Substance. Stable. Vanishes. Forces. Nevertheless. Units. Thinkers. Wisdom. Potentiality. Rational. Threshold. Sympathetic. Improvisation. Absolutely. Sequence. Reasoning. Limits.
Now you are going to repeat sentences.
A sentence contains words sentences contain words and phrases. A church is a place of worship. Churches are places of worship. A watch is a small clock. Watches are small clocks. A rose is a rich flower. Roses are rich flowers. An exercise is not often easy. Exercises are not often easy. A city is a town of some size. Cities are towns of some size. A politician makes a speech. Politicians make speeches. Spring flowers provide great pleasure. Fresh fruit provides a nourishing snack. Child catches a snowflake. A crystal transforms the surface. A substance comprises different things. Have you a favorite color? Colors affect our moods differently. The color of a room can affect how you work there. Decorators choose their colors carefully. Some colors make a room look larger. Some shades are very restful. Pictures on the walls provide interest. Choosing a picture is fun. Putting it up can be difficult. In early summer, the grass grows quickly. Autumn leaves rustle restlessly in the yard. A dove's wings makes a whirring sound. A cardinal whistles cheerfully in the garden.
Now you will have music to enjoy while you relax. Comes from the poem called David by Earl Burney. Listen carefully while I read and then be ready to repeat some phrases.
David summer cut trails on the survey, all week in the valley for wages, in air that was steeped in the wail of mosquitoes. But over the sun-alive weekends, we climbed, because we had joy in our lengthening coltish muscles, and mountains for David were made to see over, stairs from the valleys and steps to the sun's retreats. Our first was Mount Gleam. We hiked in the long afternoon to a curling lake and lost the lure of the faceted cone in the swell of its sprawling shoulders. Past the inlet we grilled our bacon, the strips festooned. On a poplar prong in the hurrying slant of the sunset, then the two of us rolled in the blanket while round us the cold pines thrust at the stars. The dawn was a floating of mists till we reached to the slopes above timber and one to snow-like fire in the sunlight. The peak was upthrust like a fist in a frozen ocean of rock that swirled into valleys the moon could be rolled in, remotely unfurling. Eastward the alien prairie glittered. Down through the dusty scree on the west we descended, and David showed me how to use the give of shale for giant, incredible strides. I remember before the larch's edge that I jumped a long green surf of juniper flowing away from the wind, spilled on the moss. Then the darkening firs and the sudden whirling of water that knifed down a fern-hidden cliff and splashed unseen into mist in the shadows. One Sunday, on Rampart's Arete, a rain squall caught us and passed, and we clung by our bluing fingers and boot nails an endless hour in the sun, not daring to move till the ice had steamed from the slate. And David taught me how time on a knife edge can pass with the guessing of fragments remembered from poets, the naming of strata beside one, and matching of stories from school days. We crawled astride the peak to feast on the marching ranges flagged. By the fading shreds of the shattered storm cloud, lingering, there it was David who spied to the south, remote, an unmapped, a sunlight spire on sawback, an overhand, crooked like a talon. David named it the Finger. In August, the second attempt, we ascended the fortress. By the forks of the spray we caught 5 trout and fried them over a balsam fire. The woods were alive and drenched with clouds all the morning. Till we burst at noon to the flashing and floating round of the peaks. Coming down, we picked in our hats the bright and sun-hot raspberries, eating them under a mighty spruce, while a marten moving like quicksilver scouted us.
Here is the series of phrases to repeat. Repeat each phrase once.
David and I cut trails on the survey in air that was steeped in the wail of mosquitoes over the sun-alive weekends. We climbed because we had joy in our lengthening muscles, mountains were made to see over, stairs from the valleys, steps to the sun's retreats. We hiked in the inlet we grilled our bacon. The strips festooned on a poplar prong. In the hurrying slant of the sunset.
That's all for now. Here is some music.
Thank you. Thank you.